broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up at a leeny, meeny, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
Welcome back to Cullman Live 95 on 95.5. How are you guys?
You're doing great.
You had a good week?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. It has been some very erratic weather out there.
Yes.
That has thrown my sinuses off just a little bit.
Mine
and
too.
I wish it would go away.
Mine too.
I am not pleased with it, but... So, in studio tonight, we have Derek Sherrill from New Life Church in Arab.
Good to be here again.
It is. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a shout-out before we do prayer to Christopher Greer, who is, I want to pray for travel safeties for him. And he is in Nashville, and I can't wait for him to come back week after next so he can tell you where he's been and what he's been doing. So, I'm excited, and welcome in. To the studio. Will you start us out in prayer, please?
I sure will. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity again to come before you and to magnify your name in everything that we do. Your word tells us whatever our hands find to do with all of our might. So we do that tonight, God, and we give you honor for this radio program. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So in studio tonight, I also have Dean Smith. He's going to be playing a little guitar for us later. And I have Alexis Smith. And she is a treatment consultant. So we're going to talk a little bit about rehabilitation, which
wonderful.
I know is very prevalent in your church.
It is. It really is. We have a great program going with our addiction recovery and seeing great results from that. So it's exciting to see people just get a hold of God and let God help them lead, you know, beyond their places of addiction, no matter if it's drug addiction or just any type of addiction. You know, it's just great to see the work of God.
I know I'm dealing with trying to quit smoking, and that's been very challenging for me. And I've never been addicted to anything, but these are has been really hard to quit, and I'm working on it.
You're going to make it.
Everybody says, well, vape, do this, do that. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to replace it with something else. I just want to quit,
right.
You know.
Right.
So the doctors gave me some medicine that's helping me, and I'm going to do it. I have faith in myself.
You can do it. You can do it.
So... what you bring for us tonight?
Well, I was reading yesterday a little bit, sitting at my desk, and I ran across a short chapter in the Bible. It's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 124. And when I began to read it, I began to realize how close this runs along with most of us, or all of us that are honest, but most of us people. He said... the psalmist said here in Psalm 124, he said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us and the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But then in verse number 6, he changes directions here and begins to magnify God and says, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us to the prey of their teeth, talking about the enemy that came against them. But he said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so I read this sitting at my desk yesterday, it was just a few minutes before church started last night, and it became very alive in my spirit because I know the feeling of feeling like, no matter what your efforts are and no matter how hard you try, it seems that the enemy can come in and bring distractions, and we all deal with distractions, right? Whether you're a pastor or whether you're a radio host, whatever we do, there are distractions that we do and deal with. And I begin to think about this, and I begin to contemplate what he was talking about. The people of Israel had been surrounded and were being just milled over by the enemy over and over and over again. And it was a place of great ruin in their life, and it was a place of great destruction in their life. But they began to call on the Lord. There was a few of them that began to call on the Lord. And the Bible said that when they were in captivity there, that the enemy swallowed them up, that everything that they tried to do was just like rushing water over the top of them. They would try to fight against it. They would try to stand against it, and it seemed just to push them back and keep them at bay. But the Bible said that the Lord, you know, the Lord came in, and instead of allowing them to continue to overtake the people of God, he stepped in and he broke the snare of the fowler. And you got to understand what a snare is. A snare is not something we see out in the open. It don't have glitter on it. It don't have caution lights on it. It's camouflaged. It's hidden among the stuff so that when whatever prey is coming through, at unaware times, it is caught up in the snare. And then the fowler can come along and take it as prey, or to sell it, to eat it, whatever it needs to do. And so what the psalmist is saying here is we are like the bird that is caught in the snare. But he said the Lord came along. And when the Lord came along, he didn't just open the snare up and set us free. But the Bible said that he broke the snare, which means this is not going to happen again. Because the Bible says in another place, he that the Son hath set free is free indeed. And so when God does something, he does it right. When God comes in on the scene, he's always on time. He does it the right way every time. Really, the deciding factor is, will I allow God to be my protection and to be my pavilion and to be my shelter? Because we go a little farther into this at the last scripture in this chapter. It said, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. There was another writer that said it like this: the name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run into and are saved. It didn't say it's a tower. It didn't say it was just a shelter. But he said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's why there is so much importance in placing the name of the Lord in everything that we do. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord. We pray over our food in the name of the Lord, and we pray for the sick in the name of the Lord. I think that everything that we do in our life, we should allow the name of Jesus Christ to be that strong tower and that fortress and that shelter in our lives, that even though people, that the psalmist talked about here, even though that people had turned against him. When you say people, you talk about family members, you talk about friends, you talk about loved ones, people that you put confidence and trust in, and they begin to turn on you. But sometimes God's setting us up to pull us out of a place of a snare. Because the fowler may be that loved one. It may be that friend. It may be that relationship that we had. And God comes right on the scene at the right time, and he breaks the snare of the fowler. And the Bible says right here that he set us free. We are escaped because the snare is broken. And there's a whole lot of times in my life, in your life, and you folks' life that's listening to this program tonight, there's a lot of times in our lives that we think God's turning against us because he's broken something in our lives. But what he has broken is the thing that has held us captive. It is our destruction. It is the point of devastation in our life. So rather than him allowing us to be broken, he comes in and he breaks that mold that holds us so tightly. And then we're able to be set free. And so I think about how the devil works, because the devil works in our minds, you know? And so temptations are different for everybody. Temptations are different for adults than they are for teenagers in most cases. Temptations are different for different people, but the devil knows how to come in with that one thing that may have always been an issue in our life. Maybe it's our insecurity that he uses against us. Maybe it's the fact that we can't feel like we are what God's called us to be. And so we live below our means. You know what that means? That means we're living in the snare. If I can't step up to where God's placed me at in my life, I'm living in the snare. If it's the fact that this is as good as it ever needs to be, I'm happy and I'm content here. And here's the whole pattern of the Word of God. There's never a place to stop in your growth with God. And when we come to a place of stagnation and we're comfortable here and this is far enough and me and my God's got our own thing going on, we may be caught in a snare. Because according to the Word of God that I read, which is the Holy Bible, it tells us that we are to be ever moving forward, to growing in grace. He says from glory to glory. And then he talks about when we're learning the things of God, he says line upon line, precept upon precept, line upon line, precept upon precept. He said here a little, there a little. So every type in the Word of God of growth is a progression. It's a moving forward or a moving up. The problem with it is if the devil can get into our minds and keep us at bay, and the way that he does that is he deals with us, because we know us better than anybody knows us. And if he can make me feel a certain way about me and my relationship with God and my hunger for God, that is that really important? Is that really that big of a deal? Is this really a hindrance in my life? Then there's a chance that I need God to come in and break the snare so that I can escape. And so God has a place for me. I've been living for God for a long time, but I sure ain't there yet. And I've been preaching for a long time, but I sure ain't there yet. I realize the progression. I realize that I'm in a place in God. I'm right on the verge of God allowing and leading me up to a new dimension. But right now, I'm at this moment right here that I'm having to evaluate everything about me so that I can bring that to the attention of God and say, God, I need you to break this snare that's holding me so that I can escape and I can move to that new dimension. And there's somebody listening to me tonight, amen, that you're here. You're feeling this. Maybe you've even thought this. Maybe you're tired of the numb feeling, the fact that you feel like you've gotten to a place and you've come to a stopping point, and maybe you don't feel God the way you used to feel God. I'm just telling you, find a way to resensitize yourself to God. Get on your knees and on your face and humble yourself before him and say, God, turn my Bible into a looking glass and show me in your word what I need to do, and I'll follow whatever you want me to do.
Amen. That's powerful.
Amen.
It reminds me of the scripture, I'd have to look it up, as the Lord says that he would never put on any more than we can bear, and he would always show us a way of escape.
Yeah,
and
right.
So many people use that scripture of saying, okay, well, the Lord will never give me more than I can deal with. But then that latter part is that he'll crack a window or he'll crack a door and he'll let you escape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's wonderful and he's understanding and he's merciful, but I don't want to take advantage of his mercy. I don't want to stand in judgment one day and think, you know what, I thought you was just going to let me by with this. I want to make sure that I'm ready when the time comes.
Well, I think that we have a guest on the phone. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Danielle?
Hey, how are you?
Chris Greer.
If I was any better, my wife would not be able to stand me.
Yeah, I seen you had road trip today. You want to tell us what you've been up to?
Sure. First off, before I say anything to Pastor Cheryl, thank you for bringing the word.
Thank you, brother.
You know, it is so good to hear that, and it's so uplifting. And thank you for being a part of what we're doing.
Thank you.
In regards to what I did today, I had an opportunity to come up to Nashville and record some music with a stellar group of musicians. I can't speak highly enough of the guys that I got to play with today, and they've got the Grammys to back it up.
Wow.
You know, every person that I played with is a Country Music Hall of Famer. And
wow,
I was so fortunate to be in the same room with them. I would have paid good money just to sit and listen to them talk. and to have them, you know, play music with me that I helped create, you know, giving glory to God, it was one of the most powerful things I've ever experienced.
I was just talking about you earlier, Christopher. Alexis Ann is here, you know, she's a treatment consultant, and I'm sad to say you're not here tonight, but I definitely hope you watch the latter part of the segment. But I remember this young man that was brought into my life, and I seen him where he was of leading that rock band, and now I see him, and your wings are spread, and you're soaring and flying, and it's just awesome to watch you grow, and I'm very proud to call you my partner and to have vision. We have this vision, and I know you thank Brother Cheryl for that, and I appreciate that, because this vision is not our vision, but yet we're part of the vision.
That's right. And it's my wife is a very wise woman and a very caring woman to put up with me, but you know, she constantly tells me, is it on point? Is it on mission? You know, is what you're doing what God wants you to do? And when you can look in that mirror and say, this is what God has for me, and I'm doing it, it's a wonderful feeling.
It sure is.
So you laid down some tracks today?
I did. We got three songs recorded today, mastered. And if Jay will let me, I'll let the world hear them on our next show.
Well,
you know, or at least one of them. You know, I'll have to talk to him about that.
Well, I'm sure he will give us a decision by next Thursday when we come in. So, you know, we'll be able to hopefully play that and introduce that to everyone.
Jay will be on vacation next week, and what Jay doesn't know won't hurt Jay. So, hey, you know, whatever.
Well, we'll actually be week after next for us, right?
That's true. That's true.
So, we do have to have your permission, and, you know, Christopher Greer is a very, very talented young man. He always has been, and I'm anxious to hear this, and I know the crew inside the studio tonight is anxious to hear it also.
Well, one of the songs made my wife cry, and yeah, in a good way. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, I've got something. And I sat down and I spoke to Mr. Wentz, who owns the studio, and he was kind of over the whole session. And he just flew back from Las Vegas the night before where he was playing the show. And I asked him, I said, you know, I think we've got something here. He said, oh, yeah, you do. He said, trust me. He said, this is some good stuff. So I'm going to have an opportunity to go back to Nashville and record some more with him, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how these songs are received. I'm on cloud nine still, if you can't tell. So it's been a good day. God has been so good today.
We are so proud of you, Christopher.
Yes, we are.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling into the show and remaining my partner and calling in with that great news, because I, you know, heard your voice and seen your name on the screen, and just light up like a light bulb, because I was so excited for everyone else to find out what you've been up to.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. To everybody at the station, I miss you guys, and I will see you tomorrow for Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Congratulations, so, brother.
Thank you, brother. Y'all have a great show. I'll see you Sunday, Pastor.
Okay, drive safely.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, isn't that something? He never ceases to amaze me. I mean, where God has taken him is just phenomenal. And I saw the pictures that he posted earlier today, and I was just... I'm so very proud of him.
Looks like he had a really good day, doesn't he?
Yes, yes.
The difference in what's going on with him and a lot of people is he's letting God lead him. Mm-hmm. He's willing to go.
And a lot of us have to get out of the way of ourselves to allow that to happen. Yeah. So, myself included.
Me too.
I struggle with that every day.
Me too.
Well, we're going to go to break, and we will be back with Alexis Smith here on Coleman Live 95.5. Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be right back.
thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Makers Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Flats.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, InNoutSelfStorage.com. Or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Allstate agent Dylan Fullalove is now serving Coleman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Dylan is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Dylan makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Dylan's new office today for a free quote, located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest, or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest, or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. Live 95 is your home for Friday Night Live.
As they fake it, and he's going to get the first down, and then some. No, he's going to break all the way, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the Mortimer Jordan 30-yard line. That was number 5, Jimmy Charlie.
Each week, Friday Night Live features the best in Coleman County High School football.
And he's going to throw, heaves it out to 27.
Oh, he got it.
Coleman touchdown.
He's going to sneak it in.
Number 27, Ezra Burke.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders look to secure a playoff spot as they travel to Curry to smoke out the Yellow Jackets in a pivotal 4A Region 5 game. Join Dylan Diemert, Josh Lawler, and Chris Greer every Friday night for Friday Night Live. Listen live every Friday night here on Live 95, or tune in anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP Coleman, or stream at www.live95coleman.com. Friday Night Live, this Friday night here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12, more information is available at seedharvestmusicalacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
My love. My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you.
Welcome back to the studio. This is Danielle. Good evening. In studio tonight, this is Coleman Live on 95.5. I have Alexa Smith in. She is a treatment consultant here in Alabama, and she's a local gal, and I wanted to bring her in to spread the word about treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment comes in all forms and fashions, as we well know. I know this is a tough subject, which is, you know, following up with addiction. I seem to jump on them difficult subjects, but it is something that needs to be discussed, and families need to know that there is support out there. So welcome into the studio, Alexis. How are you?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Working hard. That's about it. So tell me what you got going on.
Well, basically, I pray to God. I was with a job for over a year, and I decided that I became stagnant, like he was preaching. I prayed for God to open doors. And sometimes God closes doors that you can't do yourself. So I lost the job. But then I thought, is this really my passion? I'm really good at it, but is this really what I want to do? And so I prayed and prayed about it. And God still let the floodgates open. And so I'm constantly getting calls from families, from prior patients, from people that need treatment. And I have all the knowledge to give these people, their families, where they wouldn't know on how to get treatment, the insured, the uninsured, and where I can get them. I have been fortunate enough to make a wide variety of connections in the recovery field. And the inpatient facilities, whether it be a five-star facility like in Taft, Tennessee. There's a guy named Todd there that is a really great guy, and he is a recovering alcoholic gambler, and he's 25 years clean. So
awesome.
I know that it's difficult, especially for me when I was getting clean. I was down in the dumps, you know. I mean I lived rough, and anybody that knows me knows my story. And so I didn't have insurance or the luxury of paying out of pocket for a detox facility or any other facility for that matter. But to take the steps to get clean, unfortunately mine was jail, and that's probably the best thing that happened to me as far as saving my life. But now when other people reach out to me and they don't have insurance and they don't have a place to live, and they or burn all their bridges with their family, and you know, there's steps that we can do for the uninsured. Is it easy? No. But if you want it bad enough, you'll take the steps you need to do to get into treatment. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and families usually don't know what to do. The go-to word for a drug addict or alcoholic, the family, is you need treatment. And of course that works, but there's all kinds of different treatments. There's you know, Celebrate Recovery, church type treatments, and then there's strictly AA, where it's, you know,
12-step
program. Yeah, 12-step program. You don't they don't use the word God. Now for me, God was the one that got me sober. And back when I was trying to get sober, but really was lazy about it, I didn't know how to get out of it, and really didn't want to put in the legwork to do so. Everybody would tell me, you know, God's the one who saved me. And I thought, you know, that that's a lie. That can't be. But when I really released to him and just said, okay, God, I cannot do this anymore. And I really need you to come into my life and save me before I kill myself. He did. And it was like a spiritual awakening that I've never experienced before. And ever since then, I have not picked up any drug or alcohol. And God has just showed his, he showed up and showed out in my life. It makes me want to cry because it's just amazing.
Well, we've had you in before and your testimony is off the chain. Yeah. And I thought about what Brother Cheryl talked about the bondage that's broken, mm-hmm. you know, and you have got to give it all that you have over to him. You've got, I'm doing a freedom class at church right now, and it's that surrender of just giving it all to him mm-hmm. because, you know, you can no longer carry it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know people say, oh, well, when you go to jail, you get in trouble, you go to jail, you're going to find Jesus. Well, yeah, everybody mm-hmm. finds Jesus yeah. in jail. It's yeah. just the way it is.
Yeah.
But utilizing treatment, you know as well as I do, doing the law show, a lot of people's outlet is rehabilitation, mm-hmm. the treatment programs. Mm-hmm. The problem here that I see in our court system is having enough beds mm-hmm. that are state funded that allow that person for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And short-term.
Yeah.
You get more short-term facilities than you do long-term facilities. And I have done a lot of research on this. And you know that because mm-hmm. that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I will search out and find a bed for somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just how I am. And I've done that for years. Mm-hmm. But you can explain to people that they do not have to stay in that state program. And that's what I want you to talk about mm-hmm. right now. I want you to tell everyone how they can step out of that state into a private insurance and uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
Because where there's a will, there's a way. God mm-hmm. will open that door for mm-hmm. rehabilitation. It doesn't matter.
Right. Well, unfortunately, in the state of Alabama, we're one of the lowest ranked states for substance abuse. So most of the time, it's a private insurance as far as Blue Cross, Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare. I can get you a bed, simple as that, to a great facility. Whereas state funded, which is unfortunate, but, you know, you have to wait on a bed, which most addicts and alcoholics can't stay clean for that night and usually need a detox. Well, private pay on a detox is an average of $4,000 for a 5-day stay. Whereas then you have, once you're detoxed, then you have to go into a state-funded program, which requires a state assessment, which is usually about $75 to $150 just to assess the patient. Most drug addicts don't have that, and if they do, they're going to use it for other means.
Right.
Just to keep from being sick. So once you get that assessment, if you're willing to wait for that bed, which you have to fax it all over, there's a few, like Fellowship House is a state assessed, but it's about six-week wait, and then you have to call every day.
You got the Foundry.
There's places that you can go. I know a few places that I deal with. One is The Cross here in Coleman. Mm-hmm. It's a Christian-based facility. And this woman, she has a heart of gold, and all she wants to do is help these girls. And so when I get a emergency case, you know, doesn't have family, doesn't have means of support, doesn't have anything, she will take that person. So there's places that you can go. But now with insured, as far as the insurances that I mentioned, there's a lot of out-of-state facilities that you can get a lot of trauma dealt with, a lot of personal one-on-one with your counselor. You know, of course, there's maybe, let's say it's a 14-bed unit. There's about 5 counselors for those 14 patients, and they're not full all the time. Unfortunately, we don't live in a state that everybody's insured. So
true.
We have to deal with the fact that if you're not, there are means to get treatment. It is harder, but it's doable. And with God, anything's doable. Okay. If you're willing to work the steps to do it, then you're willing to do whatever it takes, then I'll be right beside you the whole way. Now, some of the places, you know, people don't like and people don't. But listen, you have to be where you're at and meet God halfway. You know, like, You just have to take it for what it is. And if that door opened and it's not necessarily the best facility, doesn't mean that you won't get the help you need there. So I just want people to know that I'm here, that any families that might need somebody to do an intervention with their family member or whatever, I'm a phone call away. We can get them into treatment wherever. I can take them myself. So I'm just really passionate about this, and I want somebody to experience the sobriety and the just peace and how great my life is. Even on my worst day and my self-pity day, you know, it's not near as bad as my days when I was a junkie bathing out of a creek, you know?
A year ago, you sat in that chair right there.
Yeah.
And I have just watched you grow. And, you know, we live in the real world, and we all have struggles.
Yeah.
And, you know, we step outside our door. The devil's around us, you know, every day, all day. Mm-hmm. He's always coming at us. You know, like Brother Cheryl said, you know, we have to be equipped and, you know, fight hard. But, young lady, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Because I've watched you grow. And it's just, it's amazing where you have allowed God to bring you to. And, you know, I wanted you on the show tonight because I want to implement you into churches, into private groups, into struggles of friends that I have that are having with their children, and et cetera. Because I think that God has set this path for you, and this is the walk that He's put you on. And let go of the handlebars, girl, mm-hmm. and ride it out, because yeah. the Lord's taking you somewhere.
Unfortunately, I have to accept it. Sometimes I don't want to, but now, I mean, I have to embrace it.
It's wonderful. And the work you're doing is just phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm very proud of you, and yeah. so are a lot of other people.
And for the people that caught me a year ago to now, my son is actually with me. He's holding Daniel's camera right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And he is my main crew. You know, he's there when my nerves are rattled or I'm nervous about sharing my story in front of so many people or whatever. He's the one that calms me. And I don't know why, because he's just as crazy as me.
Well, takes one to know one.
Yeah, right. The apple does not fall far.
And he's a brilliant young man. Yes. I see a lot of your posts that you put on about him. He's just he has a very flamboyant personality, mm-hmm. and he definitely is true to himself. And I love to see that about him. So
he's
I appreciate
great.
His help tonight and coming in and pushing you a little harder to come in here and talk to people about it.
That's right.
So, Alexis, can you tell everyone how they can reach you?
You can reach me on my cell phone. I'll answer any time of day. Now, if you call me at 2 o'clock in an emergency situation, I might not be too friendly, but I'll still talk to you. And my number is 256-620-6415. You can also reach me at email. It's Alexis Ann Maddox, AlexisAnnMaddox @gmail.com. Of course, I'd rather you call because it's more personal and I can get all the info I need by speaking with you. I mean, even shoot me a text. So I'm up to help anybody at any time. Family, person, yourself, whatever. I want to help you. And I'm very passionate about that. So I'm willing to go wherever you need me to make that loved one understand that it is out there and it will work.
The application is everything, and God just kind of gives you the tools to do that. Thank you so much for coming in on Coleman Live on 95.5. I appreciate you very much. We're going to go to commercial break. Dean Smith and Derek Sherrill is going to come back and sing us some tunes. And this is WRJMLP, Coleman Independent Radio. This is Danielle. We'll be right back.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Kullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Kullman area and most Kullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Kullman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no-waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Kullman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health, food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalwellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Kullman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Kullman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
This is Ed Harrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. I heard a quote this week that I really like. It said, don't put the keys to your happiness in someone else's pocket. I like this. I think it means that we're each responsible for our own happiness and state of mind. I often hear people who say that they'll be happy when they find the person who'll make them happy, or the job, or the trip, or whatever. In any event, they feel like that it's up to someone else for them to be happy. I believe that for these people and for all of us, that the person who will really make us happy is already there, and it's us. So beginning this week, let's try to focus on what we already have that can make us happy. It might be our families, our friends, our health, our opportunities, our freedom. We might just find that our bliss is already in our own pockets, and all we need to do is look. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
No longer new, but still all Kullman. We are Kullman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Kullman.
Welcome back. This is Danielle on Coleman Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We have Dean Smith in studio and Derek Sherrill, and we're going to close out the last little bit of the show. Dean, what you going to do for us? You going to play a little, or are you going to?
Well, no, we were. I just was going to play, and Pastor Sherrill and I were going to do a song, but he's been fighting a little frog in the throat there, a little cough for a while, so we're not going to put him under that stress tonight.
Thank you.
So since you're not going to sing, you will play me a little, stream me a little music there in a little bit, like in the last couple minutes, maybe.
Well, maybe. But what I was going to do is just talk and expound, if I could, just a little with my testimony on what we've already heard tonight.
Please do.
I can relate so much to where Alexis was coming from, what she was saying. A lot of people that know me now don't know where I've come from, don't understand where I've been, because I'm a lot of years past that. And people that meet me now, you know, when they find out my story, they tell me I never would have guessed that. And that's just all Jesus. That's all Jesus. I've been down that road of the drugs, the partying, the addiction. And for so many people, I'm sure it's like it was for me. The addiction is not just the drugs as much as it is also the lifestyle that goes with it, the partying, you know, anything and everything that you can get into. Find to do with yourself because you're trying to fill a hole, whether you realize it or not. And treatment programs are great. They're amazing. But Alexa said something. She said, you got to want it. If you want it bad enough, you'll apply it. You'll do the steps. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I was way on the wrong side of where I should have been. I reached a point where I had been, I'll just say, apprehended by some federal authorities, and was facing a lot of charges. I had completely just plagiarized myself, or perjured myself, just lied to them. But God got a hold of me, and I knew better, and I knew where I was supposed to be. And God got a hold of me and said, it's time. It's time. You know, I'm done playing with you. It's time. And I knew that for me to be right, for me to get right with God, I was going to have to call them up and say, you know what? I've got to tell you the truth. And the Bible says he's faithful and just.
Yes, he is.
If we confess and forsake, you know, our sins. So I knew that I couldn't be right with God holding that. And so I called them up, said, I need to come talk to you. I come in and I knew that I was facing 10 years or more in prison if I gave them a confession. And if you know anything about the justice system or law enforcement at all, you understand when they get confessions, they usually run with those.
They do.
You know, there's no reason not to. And so I went in and I gave them a confession because it was more important for me to be right with God.
Right.
If that meant 10 years in prison or more, that's what it meant. That's how bad I wanted it. The addiction wasn't an issue anymore. The lifestyle wasn't an issue. It is real easy to let everything go when you want that bad enough. And it can't be about, you know, well, I want to get right with God to get past this addiction. Then I'll get back to what I want to do.
That's right.
And I'll fulfill my goals and my dreams. You know, he said he bought us and he purchased us with a price and we're no longer ours, but his.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where I was at. And that's how I approached him is, you know what? God, it doesn't matter what I want. Doesn't matter what I want to do with my life. Doesn't matter. What do you want?
Yeah.
Whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. I realized I'd made a mess of it already enough. Obviously, my way wasn't working, and it wasn't going to work. If it was going to work, it would have been working already. It would have done something. And instead, it was going straight down. There was no happiness. There was fleeting moments of what I thought was happiness. The Bible says it like this, even sin is fun for a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good season. It's not a good season when it's that fun of sin season. But the other side, where God has brought me from, is from a place where I was someone you didn't want to be around, you shouldn't want to be around, whose life totally revolved around pleasing me, whatever I wanted to do, whatever I could find to get into, whether it was drugs, whether it was alcohol, whether it was some type of crime, you know, you name it. Pretty much been there and done that. And he's brought me to a place now where I teach Bible studies. I've written Bible studies. I have people in my home on a weekly basis. I'm assistant pastor at a church, you know, and now, like I said, when people meet me, I'm so far past that life that's not about the addiction.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, the flip side of that is I know people who are 10 years sober, but their life is still every day about the addiction and staying sober. And so my testimony is this, is that there's deliverance beyond addiction.
Yes.
There's a life beyond addiction if you give your life to God. All the programs in the world will never do for you what Jesus will.
Amen. Right. It's that Brother Cheryl said about being set free. You're free indeed.
Yeah.
And not what the scripture says.
So. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I think about that all the time because application is everything. And if you don't apply yourself, your results, if you're doing the same thing the same way, getting the same results, then and you're running from God, then what do you...
What's the point?
Who are you running to?
Right.
When you should be running to Him instead of from Him.
That's it.
If I gain the whole world and lose my soul,
mm-hmm.
there's no happiness in that.
No, none whatsoever.
Right. None.
I appreciate you so much sharing that with everybody. And I know Alexis is probably sitting out there listening. She may be in tears by now, but... you know, she really is a success story, and I did not know your story, so I'm very happy that you shared that here tonight. I appreciate everyone supporting our show here on Coleman Live on 95.5. Christopher and I have this vision for the show, as we keep saying, and Brother Cheryl's been on board with us, and we're just going to let God walk it out for us and take us where we need to go.
Absolutely.
And every other week we're going to bring it to the table and just let God take it there. This is Danielle. Let me give Alexis's number out again. Alexis Smith for treatment consultant is 256-620-6415. And, I want to thank everyone that is here tonight. I appreciate Jay coming in and working so hard for us, and young man running my camera. I appreciate him.
Good job.
Did awesome tonight. He rocked it out. Thank you. I will be back on Tuesday night with Understanding the Law. Brother Cheryl.
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this show again and this platform that you've given us. Pray that everything that was done tonight would bring glory to you. We thank you for this opportunity. Let your anointing and your power and your grace go forth and be with us in the name of Jesus Christ till we meet again. Amen.
Amen. This is Danielle from Coleman Live on 95.5. Check me out on Facebook at One Stop for Coleman. And we will see you next Thursday. And God bless you, and God bless America. Have a good evening, y'all.
Live 95 is 95.5 FM.